bang bang. Guilt Trip à l'instant dans Bang Bang, et bien sûr pour cette édition spéciale Hellfest 2025, Guilt Trip est un groupe qu'on aime beaucoup et bien sûr un groupe qu'on dédicace à Marcel, notre monteur vidéo, puisqu'il en est extrêmement fan.
Il a terminé son tatouage ?
Je ne sais pas.
Il voulait faire son dos entier.
Ah oui ?
Une pochette de Guilt Trip.
Ah ben, on va leur poser la question s'ils sont contents. Bref, bien sûr, si on le passe, c'est qu'on les reçoit et qu'ils sont à l'affiche du Hellfest. Bonjour.
Hello.
Alors, ma première question, elle est bête, hein, mais comment est-ce que vous allez? Parce que vous êtes sorti de concert il y a, je crois, 20 minutes.
First question, silly question. How are you guys doing? Because you just went back from playing your show like 20 minutes ago, and you are now with us. How was it?
Amazing.
Yeah, it was great. It was one of the best shows we played, I feel like. I had a lot of fun. Yeah, it was good, really good.
Still don't feel real yet, but we'll get there.
Est-ce que le Hellfest représente quelque chose pour un groupe comme vous?
For a band like you guys, does the Hellfest festival represent something in particular?
Yeah, I mean, every show we play represents something. We love playing music, that's why we're doing it. And I think it's special to us to get the chance to perform somewhere different, something like not a club show, a festival. It's always carries a certain weight. And not that either are better than each other, but it's just a different feeling. But I mean, you just can't beat a festival in the sunshine, and being able to play it now after being, like, you know, attending festivals as kids and stuff, being up there now, it feels really special, and it's like a full circle moment, I guess.
It's always been one of the ones we've wanted to play for years.
Yeah,
it's
definitely.
Like, got downloaded in the UK, but this is just a step above, I think. It's like worldwide known to be the best metal festival, I think, by everyone. So yeah, it's great to play it, man.
Alors, je la pose assez souvent cette question parce que ça me fait rire, et c'est très positif venant de ma part. Hein. Mais pour nous ici, c'est un peu Disneyland, parce que bon, c'est un peu décoré comme tel. Je suis un peu la fée qui sort du château, mais...
Je traduis ça aussi.
Mais tu peux dire ce que tu veux. mais non, est-ce que vous trouvez ça joli? Est-ce que c'est différent d'un autre festival, par exemple, de votre pays?
It may also sound silly, because he asks always silly questions, but some people say that the festival is a bit like Disneyland for metalheads. How is it different from other festivals you may have been to or may have played with?
It's just the grounds, I think. I mean, just look around.
You wouldn't get, like,
Download
and like Leeds and Reading Fest and Bloodstock are amazing festivals in the UK, but you wouldn't get it on this scale. Like,
the amount of effort and the money that goes into it, it's second to none. I don't think anyone really realizes how much effort goes into this festival. All you need to do is come and look around. And the first time we played in 2022 was like an eye-opener, wasn't it? We just couldn't believe it. It was just crazy.
Yeah, and I think, like you say, it's more like... not so much a festival, I mean, it's a festival, but it's more like a theme park kind of thing as well, at the same time, which is like, I don't know, it's just different, it's special. I think you can't come here and not have a good time.
Oh, ils ont pas encore fait des...
Can you be just be careful? Yeah, exactly, perfect guys, thank you.
On n'a pas encore les poupées de Ozzy Osbourne géantes et puis les gens déguisés.
Ça va venir, sait-on jamais.
Avec beaucoup de plaisir. Non, mais vous faites de la musique pour une raison particulière, c'est-à-dire on parle souvent de santé mentale dans l'émission. Est-ce que vous avez choisi de faire ce genre de son parce que vous aviez besoin de cracher un petit peu de haine, de guérir quelque chose, une plaie? Il y a une raison de cœur ou de spirituel dedans?
When we start playing our kind of music, and enjoy can be like black, from black metal to punk music, sometimes you start doing it because you want to take something out of your chest. It can be anger, it can be, I don't know, being
pain,
not
maybe,
confident about yourself. Is it the reason why you started playing music first, or is it like friendship or whatever?
I'd say a bit of everything, but I think we all sort of have our own ways of letting things out on stage, you know, and in writing especially as well. I mean,
yeah, I think like it's a bit different for us all because we all have different walk of life or whatever, but like you said, friends, like we love performing with each other, like that's why we've been going so long. So but there's definitely, you know, like times where you're up, times when you're down, and when you're down especially, music is like a really nice release, and that's definitely something that's kept me going over the years. I'm sure I can speak for us all when I say that we all love to get up there and let out whatever we're feeling, and it's really special to be able to do that, and we're thankful for it every day, definitely.
No, our genre as well, like hardcore and metalcore and stuff, it's mainly about the anger really, isn't it? So I think everyone from the band on stage to in the crowd sort of relates in that way, don't they? yeah, sort of all let it out as one.
I think, yeah, for everyone, like, to come together, fans and the musicians themselves, and let out whatever they're feeling. Like, I mean, they might be really happy that day, they might not be, but whatever you're feeling after the show, you definitely feel a little bit better anyway.
Donc c'est encore une fois ce fameux médicament légal, on est bien d'accord?
Toujours.
Il le voit comme ça, mais d'ailleurs, on parle beaucoup aussi d'excès dans le métal, enfin dans les musiques extrêmes. Comment ça se passe en 2025? Alors nous, on n'est pas groupe, hein, donc on n'est pas derrière, on ne voit pas comment ça se passe. Mais est-ce qu'il y a un peu plus de prise de conscience? On prend un peu plus soin de soi? Ou est-ce qu'on continue malheureusement à s'évader un petit peu de façon chimique?
When you think about the history of metal or any rock genre kind of music, you have the myth of the rock star doing drugs and going completely crazy, smashing up rooms, etc. I mean, we feel like in 2025 things have changed quite a lot, and maybe we find another ways, different ways to kind of escape the reality, or maybe. How's your feeling about the what happens in the backstage as a band touring in 2025?
I mean, everyone's just kind of chilling these days. Like, we've never seen that, you know. I mean, Hellfest, Download, these sort of bigger festivals where you bump into these sort of people. I've never really once experienced anyone going over the rails where you'd hear about 30, 40 years ago. That was the norm for everyone. I'd agree that everything seems to have changed. I mean, in our lifetime, we never saw that, so we don't know what it was really like. But
yeah, I agree. I think, like, we'd never experienced that. And we us ourselves, none of us really drink, none of us definitely do drugs or anything like that. We just, I guess it's part of the culture, like it was back then, to get, like, all messed up and go crazy. Nowadays,
it's like the opposite,
it's the opposite, yeah. I feel like it's more mellow. It's on the stage where, you know, you have that release, like we were saying earlier, and then after it, I don't know, it's never been a thing for us, and I feel like people don't really, I don't know, times just change, don't they, and I guess it's just different now.
Even with the fans, though, like, metal festivals these days, you never really see anyone too drunk or off the face, like, everyone's just kind of chilling, bringing the families and stuff, you know.
Yeah, especially with such a heat. I mean, you cannot drink
true.
More than,
I suppose maybe that's the issue. If it was raining, it might be a different story, but
maybe,
yeah.
C'est vrai que c'est un peu plus familial.
C'est vrai.
La jeunesse est peut-être plus sérieuse aussi, plus consciente.
Enfin, que, en toi, cas, ils sont... que toi, clairement.
Eh ben, c'est bon, je suis vieux. Hein, excusez-moi. I'm too old. non, mais c'est vrai que quand on vous voit, quand on voit les groupes qu'on reçoit comme vous, hein, là, vous êtes calme, vous êtes serein. Je ne sens aucun stress. Je ne sens pas de tension alors que vous êtes au festival, vous venez de jouer. Il y a un contraste qui est complètement fou entre ce que vous donnez sur scène et ce que vous êtes apparemment dans la vie.
And also in our kind of music, there's a very big difference, like a kind of a switch of the bands. When we have you on guys in an interview before or after a show, you are so calm, so quiet, super nice. And then when we go on stage, we just go crazy and do stupid things. And this is maybe the beauty of our music, is just to be able to switch back and forth from two different states.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good thing about it. You can be, like, your calm, mellow self outside, but then as soon as you're on stage, you let out that other side of yourself. And there's so many people that, like, I know from, like, childhood that can't believe that I do this, because I was always, like, a quiet kid in school and stuff like that. So, yeah, it's a big change. It's, like, night and day from offstage to onstage.
Definitely correlates when you get offstage, though. Like, I'm sure we look tired now and just, like, walk over, like, oh, yeah. It's definitely a massive difference, but...
Est-ce que la France, ça représente quelque chose de particulier pour vous?
Does France represent something in particular for you guys?
We love it. I mean, especially in the last 2 years, some of the best shows we've had have been French shows, especially our headline gigs. Got a lot of friends here, and Landmarks, you know, took us on tour last year and did massive things for us, you know, did like 10 French dates on their tour, went out the end of the year on our own, and it just worked wonders, you know. Like Toulouse, we played and sold out 450 people, which didn't expect it whatsoever. So yeah, we've had some great shows here, man, and hope to continue to do so, I suppose. Yeah,
definitely, I agree. France is just a special place, just like everywhere. We love playing any country, but I think France is, like, it's the most accessible for us from England to just come here. So that's one thing. But it's only the last couple of years where we've really started developing a fan base here. And it'll always be special to us because, like I say, it's the first place we came out of the UK, and we're still coming to this day 9 years later, and it's just as, yeah, I mean, it's really fun. Yeah, we love it. We love France.
Ouais, et justement, moi, c'est ça qui marque un petit peu dans leur CV, c'est que c'est un groupe qui joue très régulièrement, qui tourne très régulièrement
oui,
avec des groupes français.
Oui. Et qui aiment les groupes français.
Ils ont peut-être une... Je sais pas, peut-être qu'ils suivent un peu de très près peut-être ce qui se passe en France. You guys have been touring with Landmarks. You toured with Sorcerer. You did a track with Sorcerer. You seem to be particularly connected to France. Is it just because you are interested in French hardcore, or is it just the way things are, and just when you cross the border, you just land in France, and that's it?
We just really get on with these guys, I suppose, don't we?
Yeah, I feel it's not something where it's like, we obviously both things, we there's French bands going way back that we all love, and then the aspect of like just the people in the bands, like, I mean, we get on with most people, but Sorcerer especially, they're like our best friends out here, and Landmarks, we had a lot of fun with them guys, and we class them as friends still to this day. You know, if they play near where we're at, we go and support them. If we're on a festival together, we'll hang out together. So it's just connection, like, as friends, we really love spending time with them when we've been out with them. And it's a strong connection we've made with them.
Est-ce qu'on peut dire qu'on a enterré l'âge de guerre?
maybe France and United Kingdom are not at war anymore.
No, maybe not. I don't think so.
The Entente Cordiale.
That's the joke, sorry. bon, quelle est l'actualité, le futur pour Guilt Trip?
So what's coming next for Guilt Trip?
New album.
Ooh.
Halfway through now. Can't obviously give any dates, but we've got a single dropping this year.
Yeah, we played a new song today.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Got a headline tour, November time.
Yeah. I don't know if that comes to France.
I'm not too sure, actually, yeah.
Okay.
Off the top of my head, but yeah. Writing, that's the main focus now. We've got America in September, but the biggest focus is just to get this album done, make it the best we can. Hopefully release at some point next year, so.
Yeah.
Bon, on va être attentif, évidemment, parce qu'on a hâte de voir ce que ça va donner. Et on termine toujours cette interview par une petite question. Donc déjà, merci d'être venu. Ça a fait le chemin, surtout juste après le show, ça me fascine. Il faut choisir un clip, un vidéoclip, non pas de vous, mais de quelque chose qui vous a marqué, soit sur le chemin, dans votre enfance, qui a été fort émotionnellement.
So thank you guys for being with us. Thank you for crossing the entire festival.
It wasn't too far.
Straight after the show into this interview. The last question is actually, you have to pick one video clip that is important to you guys, that represents maybe the festival, just your vibe, today's vibe, or what brought you to heavy metal, whatever. What songs would you like to play after your interview? What video clip you like to play?
Ooh.
We can sing them.
We're gonna sing a bit.
In terms of from the festival, or just any video clip at all?
Any video.
That's a tough one. That represents us as a band.
You represents you, you the vibe, something. Whatever. What do you want to play after
something? You listen. The last days.
Yeah. Video clip.
I can give you a hint. You have a Machine Head and Alice in Chains.
Yeah, Dynamo Machine Head.
Davidian.
That's a big video for us.
Davidian Dynamo Machine Head.
94,
95. Thinking of anything else, that's...
Yeah, I mean, that's the big one for us. Like, we've been watching that since pretty much we were born, so
yeah.
That's a special one.
In terms of Hellfest, Landmarks is set last year.
Headline,
yeah,
that was
crazy. That was insane.
Yeah.
To see that was really good.
Yeah, maybe you can close out with a Landmarks track, something like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, we'll do.
Or if our set gets released from today.
Yeah, maybe.
Tearing your life away, Circle Pit, then that's it. Yeah.
Bon, on fait comme ça?
On fait comme ça. C'est parti.
Merci beaucoup. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for everything, your sound, your music, and your smile.
Thank you.
That's so nice. Thank you.
Thank you guys. Thanks for having us. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Toutes nos émissions et chroniques sont maintenant disponibles sur vos plateformes de podcast préférées. Spotify, Deezer, Apple, Amazon. N'hésitez pas à vous abonner.